White House advises parents worried about starving babies to call their doctor. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on May 12, 2022. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said parents who are worried about their baby's immediate needs for formula amid a nationwide shortage should call their doctor in a press briefing on Thursday. After a reporter asked Psaki what should parents who cannot find baby formula do, she detailed the steps the White House is taking to address the baby formula shortage. "I'm just wondering if you're a parent today and you go to the store. You can't find any formula on the shelves, as is being reported across the country. What is the step that they should take?" the reporter asked. Psaki noted that the reporter raised important public health questions, but did not provide immediate steps for parents to take. Psaki continued, "But what I can report on here, what I can convey to all of you is what we are doing to address exactly that concern, which is taking every step we can to ensure there is supply on store shelves, and we have increased the supply over the last 4 weeks. And as the president, as I noted at the top of this briefing, we're going to take every step we can to cut red tape to ensure we're working with retailers like Walmart, that we're working with Reckitt and Gerber and others who can produce more to ensure we are getting supply out to stores and out to retailers so that parents don't have that concern. But beyond that, that's what I can read out for all of you from here." The reporter pressed Psaki for immediate steps families can take amid the formula shortage, to which Psaki said, "Call their doctor. We would certainly encourage any parent who has concerns about their child's health or well-being to call their doctor or pediatrician," Psaki said. President Joe Biden's supply chain crisis has hit families harder due to its impact on baby formula. The formula shortage has been increasing since the end of last year. As Breitbart News reported, Data Assembly also found that in July 2021, the out-of-stock percentage, OOS percent, moved into the double digits and then started to increase significantly towards the end of November 2021, where it went from 11% nationwide to 31% by the week starting April 3, 2022. For the week starting April 24, there were 6 states that had baby formula OOS percentages higher than 50%. Iowa, South Dakota, and North Dakota were 50-51%. Missouri was 52%. Texas was 53% and Tennessee was 54%. There were 26 states that had 40-50% out of stock compared to 3 weeks ago when there were 7. Biden's administration has only begun to address the formula shortage this week.